There have been months of tension between the Senate and Governor John Kasich over his nomination of Howard Petrikoff to the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. That tension reached a tipping point when a committee voted to reject the Columbus lawyer. The Senate is called to advise and consent on gubernatorial nominations. Usually, these committee votes are just a formality, and most appointments go through unscathed. But Republican Senate President Keith Faber of Salina has said Petrikoff would have too many conflicts of interest as a commissioner because of his time advocating for different energy groups. Fellow Republican Senator Bill Seitz of Cincinnati echoed that sentiment during the committee hearing.
There were concerns about the process by which this has come to us, and there were concerns about the number of recusals that he would have to be engaged in with the important business of the Public Utilities Commission.
But several lawmakers don't agree with that argument, including Democratic Senator Lou Gentile of Steubenville.
This is somebody who has worked extensively, done extensive legal work in public utilities law. And yes, as a result of that, he has interacted with folks that he may be in a position to have to regulate. But to your point, how else do you develop the kind of expertise and experience needed?
Many advocates who work on energy issues were there to see the committee vote against Petrikoff's nomination, including Rob Kelter with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. He says he's not buying the explanation posed by Republicans.
They owe the public an explanation as to what that means and to why somebody who is as qualified as Howard Petrikoff was voted down.
There have been rumblings at the State House that Faber was unhappy with Kasich's pick all the way back in June. Petrikoff is a Democrat. But there have been suggestions that it stems from Kasich's veto of a Senate elections bill just days before he announced Petrikoff's nomination. However, Faber rebuked any suggestion that this was personal.
This isn't about the relationship between Keith Faber and John Kasich. It's not the relationship between the Senate and the governor. It's not even the relationship between the Senate and Howard Petrikoff. This is about the constitutional process. And this transcends personal issues.
The vote from the Senate Public Utilities Committee is just a rejection to recommend the nominee. The full Senate chamber would have to hold a vote to completely deny the appointment. Some believe it won't even get that far, and Petrikoff will instead pull his name from consideration. If the General Assembly ends without the Senate holding a full chamber vote on Kasich's nominee, then the appointment is automatically upheld. The PUCO is a 5-member body. Petrikoff has been an active member of the commission and sitting in on meetings since his appointment. The last time the Senate denied a gubernatorial appointment was in 2010, when they rejected Kathy Collins Taylor, then Governor Ted Strickland's nominee for director of the Department of Public Safety. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.